What's better, texting, calling, or FaceTime? And at what time should each of them be used?
Well, when it depends on where you're at. So if you're just kind of dating, it's more masculine to call. And you know what's funny is I'll have younger guys going, "Coach, you don't understand. You're in your 50s. It's like you don't understand modern younger women are like." I'm like, "Bro, I'm dating women the same age that you're dating." And I get compliments when I actually call them on the phone and the women pick up. One of the first things they say is like, "Wow, you have so much confidence." Nobody calls me. Every guy texts me. And so it shows you're willing to take more risk to call somebody on a phone call. And so that's, and as I talk about in my book, 3% Man, that's the most masculine ways to pick up the phone and call a girl. Because quite frankly, if I really like her, I want to hear her voice too, versus just texting. Now, you can text as well. Maybe you're just not where you can make a phone call or whatever. But if you want to know from an attraction standpoint, what's more attractive to women is taking the risk and calling her on the phone. And so typically, like these days, like when you're in a relationship, is most of the time your girl is going to FaceTime you just because she wants to see your face, she wants to hear your voice, she wants to see your body language, she wants to see how you react. And that's most of the time, that's what you're going to get when you get an incoming phone call from your girl. It's typically going to be FaceTime, sometimes a phone call, but mostly the FaceTime. And then if there, it's just, you know, simple short messages back and forth, you're probably going to, or like details where you need addresses or times or important information that needs to be written down. That's what it's nice about texting, or if you're using WhatsApp, to have that stuff so you can refer back to the text, or there's an address, or there's a link in there that's been shared or whatever. But, you know, typically it depends. If it's a short communication, I'm going to go with the text. If it's something quick, I'm going to go with the phone call. I personally don't do FaceTime. Like, in other words, I don't do the outgoing FaceTime. I'm used to being the recipient of the incoming FaceTime. Like, you know, the women in my family like this, even my aunt who's in her, what, late 60s, early 70s, she FaceTimes me out of the blue. And, you know, sometimes I don't talk to her for weeks, and then I'll be sitting down to take a shit, and then boom, she FaceTimes me when I'm on the toilet. I don't know how she always tends to call me when I'm on the toilet, but she does it a lot, and I always roast her about it. But if you want to know, if, like, again, like I said, the most masculine way is a phone call. And if you're in relationship, yeah, FaceTime. But if I'm driving, I'm doing other things, FaceTime is kind of a pain in the ass because then you got to hold it on yourself. And I like to walk around. And so if I'm on an audio call, I can walk around and do whatever. I don't have to be looking at the phone. Because then if you're FaceTiming and you're doing other things, you're like, "You're not paying attention to me." So typically, the phone is for setting dates. But obviously, once you get into a relationship, that's, "Hey, what do you want for dinner tonight? Hey, what chicken breast should I pick up? Or hey, do we need any milk? Or hey, do we need this? Or we need that? Or hey, what do you think about steaks tonight?" You know, those kinds of things is what you're going to have in your average communication. And so this crap, like especially the younger guys that try to tell me, they're like, "Oh, well, you don't understand, coach. Younger women my age, 20s, 30s, it's like, you know, we text. That's all we do is we text. We don't FaceTime. We don't phone call." It's like, then why am I texting and FaceTiming and phone calling with girls that are their age? It's nonsense. But what's happening is they're trying to justify it because, you know, especially the guys that say you got to text all the time, it's because typically what's happening, they're not having good results. And they're too afraid to do what they want. They're too afraid, typically, or insecure to actually call a girl up on the phone.
Like I said in the other podcast, like texting can get really boring. It can get like just uninteresting. So it's nice to keep those long conversations over the phone to just chit chat about how your day was instead of asking through text, like because it can become repetitive.
Well, plus typing all, you know, with your thumbs, typing all those damn characters, it's a pain. You know, you can use the voice activation, but it's easier just to leave a voice message for each other. You can send voice messages back and forth, whether it's WhatsApp or, you know, whatever your messaging app is on your phone service. but
I like those better than texting, just voice
yeah,
audios.
that works too. It's if I've got to type a few words, then I'll text. If it's longer, I'd rather talk on the phone. But it's you can use it either way. It really doesn't matter. The point being is, don't try to get to know a girl through text. Especially if it's somebody you just started talking to, don't be trying to crack jokes through text, because 9 times out of 10, she's not going to get your sense of humor, and you're going to say things thinking you're being funny, and she's going to take it as an insult, especially if you're, trying to use a nag or tease her playfully, and she doesn't know you well enough yet, or she doesn't know your sense of humor. She might take it as you're trying to insult her. And that goes over like a lead balloon and leads to ghosting.
That's so true. And FaceTime, I feel like it's once you're more comfortable with that person that, okay, now I
Yeah,
want to
some of your
see
dating
you.
and hooking up with, once she feels comfortable, she's going to typically FaceTime you.
Because if not, the whole time she's not going to put her face on the phone. It's going to be like on the ceiling or
Yeah,
something.
or she'll be walking around the house talking and jibber jabber and flipping the camera around to show you what's going on around her, whatever. With her cats or her dogs or her gerbils or her boa constrictors or her lizards are doing, or her praying mantis babies are doing. Which those things still haven't hatched yet.